Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. I am joined today by Ohio State's newest 2021 football commitment. His name is Jesse Mirko. He's all the way over there in Australia. And Jesse, thanks for taking time and welcome, I guess, to a new kind of football for you, right?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit different for me and been a busy last couple of days and looking forward to what lies ahead. And thanks for having me on the show.
Let's just start there, Jesse. I mean, obviously, you're not the first guy to make the transition from Australian rules football to American rules football, and not the first at Ohio State. Cameron Johnston, who spent a couple of years in Columbus kicking the ball, is one of the more popular players to come out of Ohio State in the last decade or so. How did this happen for you? I mean, how did you go from a guy who 4 months ago wasn't punting to now punting, but doing it and expected to be doing it at one of the highest levels in the world?
Yeah, so obviously, like most of the guys growing up playing Australian rules football my whole life, basically punting the football is the biggest part of our sport. And then the pro kick's always been here in the background. Just didn't really know, to be honest, if I had what it took to be a part of it and make it over to the US. And went over on a holiday towards the end of last year and watched a game in Kentucky with one of my best mates who's cousins with Max Duffy over there, and just thought, this is awesome. I think I can do this, and thought I'd give it a go. And lucky enough to land here and have Cam as a mentor, and Cam's been awesome so far, and can't wait to follow his footsteps.
You know, I think that people wonder if anyone can be a kicker, right? Like, can anyone punt? But is it something where you kind of know you have it or you don't? I mean, how do you feel like when you're a young guy, when you're a bloke, I don't know, when you're a young chap, how do you know that you're like, hey, this could be my future?
Yeah. So again, like I said, growing up playing the sport where we kick or punt a football all game, it's just one of those things. It's a major skill, obviously, for us. And doing it since you're a small child, I've obviously known I could kick a football in our sport, obviously. But making that transition, I wasn't too sure. I wasn't too sure about hang time and distance and accuracy and whatnot. But once I got to experience it in person and have a closer look, I could kind of take a grasp and go, look, I think I can do this. And I think what I know I can perform at is good enough to make it over in the US.
When you're talking about hang time and accuracy and distance and that kind of stuff, you know, you're coming to Ohio State, and I'm not sure exactly what you know about Ohio State football over there. It's a place with very high expectations. You're now committed to the Buckeyes, which is a big deal. And most people who follow the team haven't seen you kick. They don't know what you could do. Can you give us a little idea about hang time, about distance? Like, what's your personal best in those types of categories?
In terms of personal best and whatnot, I'm not too sure. Obviously, we kick a fair bit, and we try and get some film and whatnot along the way. When it comes to spirals, just trying to kick a big ball, and not only just a big ball, I guess, directionally, left, right, we get put in different scenarios at Pro Kick Australia, where obviously I've come from, where most of the guys come from. And then, obviously, on top of that as well, we focus on those going in pooch punts, I guess, the Australian kick, the drop punt, which probably one of my biggest strengths, I think, landing the ball as close to the 1 yard line or goal line as I can, I guess, and that's something I'll focus on going forward as well. And being at a school with such a great offense, hopefully, when I do have to go out on the field, we are in a pretty decent field position and we're not too far backed up, and I can put us in the best position possible.
There were, I think, only 15 teams in college football here that punted less than Ohio State a year ago. So I don't think that you're going to need to go in and be punting all the time. But, you know, when you're talking about the adjustments that you're making, not even on the field, but off the field, what do you think? I mean, knowing that your life is changing very considerably in the next year, what do you think the biggest adjustments are going to be for you? You're a guy who's, you're 23 years old. You're not a typical college freshman. So You've lived life a little bit. You've played professional sports, essentially. Yeah. How do you think that helps you as you make the move over to the United States?
Obviously playing in a semi-professional environment in Australia as a young kid, basically like a freshman at college since I was 16, 17, 18. gives you a taste of that professionalism that's needed in an environment like this, in a serious organization. And I think that's obviously prepared me pretty well and helped get my body right. And obviously there's a lot to improve on, and the guys at strength and conditioning can help me do that as well and help me improve my game, not only on the field, in the weight room and whatnot. And yeah, I feel like off the field, it's just those little things and learning the game as I go. I've always watched a bit of football, so kind of have the basics down, but I'm sure I'll get stuck into it a bit more once it gets closer to the time.
How did you meet Ohio State? How did you meet Matt Barnes? How did you meet Ryan Day? And how did those first conversations go? And did you feel like personality fit, it was definitely the right spot for you?
Yeah, so that's one of the main things. Obviously, the guys, Nathan Chapman, John Smith at Pro Kick Australia, help with. They have a plan for us pretty early on. And it's not just about ability. It's about character and where they think you should fit. And if you can handle, obviously, certain schools and scenarios and what kind of person you are, basically. So I believe, obviously, the school got in contact with Pro Kick, and I'm not too sure exactly when. And from then on, Coach Barnes was introduced to myself, obviously. And then, just speaking to Coach Barnes on and off for a little bit. He's been great so far and been a real good bloke. Can't complain there. And then in the last week or so, got to meet the rest of the staff and Coach Day. And again, he was awesome as well. And just can't wait to get stuck into it with him.
For punters, your whole job is to, the hope is that you're never on the field.
Yeah.
Is that a big change for someone like yourself who, playing Australian rules football, you're kind of one of the key parts on the team all the time. How do you think that you'll adjust to that?
Yeah, again, that's just going to come down to working on becoming super consistent and ready to go whenever you're called upon. Like you said, you might not kick a ball all day. You might kick one in a game. You might have 11 kicks one game. Obviously, it just depends on how things are going and just staying prepared. So when, obviously it comes my time, I can perform and get the job done. And again, being consistent, you never know. Your first kick in college football might be from inside your own end zone. And then your second kick might be a little pooch punt from halfway. It's obviously you got to wait and see how things go and just be prepared for all scenarios, I guess. Take it game by game.
You mentioned that Cameron Johnston is a guy that you've gotten to know. What has his advice been? I mean, has Cam been able to mentally help give you an idea of what to expect?
Yep. No, Cam's been great. Like I said, I've been in contact with Cam for a little bit, and I'm sure I'll get to meet him once I get over to the States pick his brain once I get over, I guess. And he's been awesome. He said to prepare myself. It's going to be obviously a mental challenge, as well as not just on the football field, in the weight room and studying classes and whatnot and media and everything else as well, which is a bit different for obviously someone like myself. So just getting prepared as best as possible while I'm still over here before I get to come over and just being as ready as possible for when it comes time to get on the flight and come over to Columbus.
Do you have an idea of what you want to study in school? I mean, is that something you've even thought about in the last few years?
Yeah, so I've looked into obviously some of the majors that are offered, and I was looking at the sports industry, which I believe is pretty popular major. Again, I've always wanted to be involved in sport and play sport at the highest level. And if I'm not playing, I still want to be involved, whether it's in a front office somewhere or coaching down the track or whatever it is. And I feel like something like that can give me a good opportunity, obviously with the background of having such a big school at my back, I guess. It's pretty exciting and gives me great opportunity, I guess, to have a good career going forward past football.
Ohio State has a kind of a reputation with its specialists. The guys are always a little bit unique, okay? They have weird talents. They're very affable and very fun-loving with the media. Is there anything about you, Jesse, that you do, like Drew Chrisman, the punter now, is like a world-renowned bottle flipper? I mean, he does all these. What do you do? What does Jesse Mirko do outside of the pitch or outside of football now to cut loose?
Yeah, so I enjoy fishing and whatnot and going to the beach over here on the West Coast where I'm from. obviously it's pretty good weather normally, sunshine and beaches and whatnot, and love being around the water. And I enjoy playing a bit of PlayStation every now and then when I get a chance, whether it's Madden, NBA, NHL as well. I enjoy the hockey. So a bit of everything, to be honest. Probably a bit of a funny one. I enjoy a bit of country music, a bit of American country music, which most people probably wouldn't expect being an Australian over here and whatnot, a young guy. But that's probably a funny little one for people.
Is that because of Keith Urban, or is there someone else that you like?
No, not really. I don't mind a couple of his songs, but I don't know. I've grown up, my mum and dad are a little bit of fans, and a few of the other boys in Pro Kick. Enjoy getting around it as well. And like I said, on my recent trip to America, I got to visit Nashville, which was pretty awesome for that as well. And that's probably one of the little quirky things. But apart from that, not too much else.
How much did playing Madden help you learn American football?
Actually, quite a bit. Obviously, there's little things you just pick up as you go, and playing again with other guys in Pro Kick in Melbourne that know other little bits and pieces, and you might know a rule they don't know, they might know something you don't know, and picking up things as you go, I guess. But we do look into certain things, and we are taught again from Nathan and John basically. What to do and what not to do, and different scenarios. If this happens, make sure you're prepared for it, etc. We obviously, with both of those, it prepares us pretty well for when we get over to get probably into it a little bit further.
We're talking about being prepared right now. Obviously, college football is in a very weird spot because of the coronavirus and the concerns among that with the pandemic across the world. You haven't visited Ohio State. You're expected to make an official visit, I read, from Gio Williams of Land Grant Holy Land in October.
Yeah.
What is it that, you hope that you gain, or that you learn, or that visit does for you?
Again, just visiting the city. I've never been. I've been to America a couple of times. But, just get to see the city, I guess. Get to hopefully meet a few of the guys. I've had a couple follow me since last night, obviously, and obviously Drew retweeted my post and got around me a little bit, which was good. Just meet a few of the guys, I guess, go through the facilities, get to meet the coaching staff, Coach Day and Coach Barnes in person. Just get a better look at everything, I guess. There's only so much you can do over Zoom and whatnot. But, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get something sorted for later in the year so I can get out and meet everyone.
Most official visits are 48 hours long. Your flight will be half of that. How do you anticipate spreading that out? Are you going to make that a week-long trip where you're on campus for 2 days and in Columbus just learning the city for a week? Or you're sort of in a unique position in that you don't have to go back to school on Monday. Yeah. How do you see that working out? Is that like an extended trip for you?
Yeah, again, haven't really thought about it too much, but I guess we'd work out flights and whatnot and how long I'll actually be on the visit for. Can work around that if it's going to be beneficial to have another day or two. I'll definitely look into it. At the moment, we haven't got that far, so I haven't really thought about it too much.
One of the things, Jesse, I think is interesting is for guys like yourself and guys in your neck of the world, yeah. When you decide, hey, I'm going to America, I'm going to do this, what is your family and friends? What's the reaction? Is it like, are you serious? Or is it like, holy, this is great? Or how do they respond to that? And saying, you're like going, okay, everyone, see ya, I'm out.
Yeah. So mom and dad and my brother and sister have been super supportive from the start. Obviously, they've known it's always been in the back of my mind for the last few years to give it a go. And I just, like I said earlier, I didn't know what it took and if I was capable. They've been super supportive with it. And obviously moving from Western Australia over to Victoria on the East Coast to train with Pro Kick was a big move in itself. That's a 3.5-hour flight over there. So everyone's been super supportive. All my mates are super supportive. And with the news, obviously they're all pretty excited to get on a visit themselves and come watch me in the future.
Everyone's starting to order Ohio State football shirts and hats and...
Yeah, I've had a couple say they've sent me a few screenshots and whatnot of their shopping cart, but that's all right. We'll sort something out with them.
Well, look, Jesse, I know it's we're significantly different here in time zones, and I wanted to thank you for taking the opportunity to sit down and talk to me. It's obviously going to be a wild couple of years ahead for you, so hopefully you have a chance to catch up and get some rest before then, because Ohio State football is a whole different animal. I mean, it's like the, you know, I don't know anything really about Australian rules football. Who's like the biggest brand, the biggest team over there?
Probably Collingwood would be up there. They're based in Victoria, where I'm not sure if you know, Mason Cox, the American fellow, actually plays there. Yeah, they're pretty big. The main football stadium in the country, the MCG, holds probably about 95,000 people. So still not as big as a shoe, which is, yeah, pretty crazy and mind-blowing, because I have been to the MCG for a sellout, 90, 95,000 people crowd. So it's going to be, yeah, awesome. I can't wait to get over.
What's even crazier is that the Horseshoe is only the third biggest stadium in the Big Ten. So, you know, when you start to think about the scope of college football, it certainly is different. Jesse Mirko, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Birmingham Allergy on Letterman Road. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, man.